You know this story. It's in our nation's DNA. Them cities are magnets, all the children move away. Just a couple generations and they'll forget this place. Paper chasing, rat racing, nothing left to retrace. Goodbye, son. I guess we'll see you back here for Christmas. I hope the city treats you well. Your mum's baked your biscuits. Here's some extra cash for the train ride. And I know how email works now, so you'd better write to us. Maybe one day you'll have children. They can come out here to visit. And you can tell them that this is where you're from. I know you won't move back here. I know this town is fading like a photo. But it would be nice to be remembered. They call it urbanization. All these one-way conveyor belts pointed towards the cities. They call it progress. Our ancestors were stockmen, shearers, hunters. But the urban amnesia is contagious. The track to Gundagai is overgrown. I sometimes think it's silly how we romanticize the bush. Getting all patriotic about jolly swagmen when the only billabong we ever visited was a clothing store. See, I'm a city kid. My roots are embedded in bitumen. But every now and then, I feel homesick for places I've never even been to. Scrutinizing my grandparents' birth certificates, I mouth the names of towns that Google now describes as location not found. And gradually, I start to understand. We are transplants, broken boomerangs, saplings struggling in unfamiliar soil. No wonder we're so scared of change. It's hard being uprooted, not knowing how to answer when people ask you where home is. I'm not sure why it makes me sad. People move all the time. I guess I wonder what happens to the places left behind. Goodbye, son. They slip away like drops of water.